May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be honorable in your sight, O Lord, my God. Amen. Good morning. My name is Zachary Rugen. I've had the privilege of serving St. Paul's Youth Group over the past 2 years while being a student myself over at Duke Divinity School. And finals have wrapped up this past week, which means I have the honor and privilege of being here with you all. And truth be told, this is actually my first time preaching in front of people and with eyes looking back at me, and I'm just so incredibly glad that you all are here right now. And this morning, we're going to wrestle with the phrase that some of us open our sermons with: may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be honorable in your sight, O Lord my God. And you'll hear this phrase almost every Sunday from whoever has the opportunity to take the pulpit. But this prayer isn't just for those of us who are standing here on Sunday morning. It's for all of us as we gather together, wherever we may be. The inner meditation of our heart is this connection to the true vine of the Father we hear about in this morning's gospel. Within all of us, there is an inner insistence towards wholeness. Something deep within us hungers and thirsts for the still moment and resting lull with God. With full intensity, we must seek the quiet as it passes and the fresh sense of order in our living. A direction, a strong, sure purpose that will structure our confusion in this world and bring meaning within chaos. And it's in this moment, during our interconnection with God, that the experience of stillness and quiet announces to us the almost fearful word, that we may bring our scattered parts before God and be present at all the levels of our consciousness with God in a time of togetherness. Walking together, walking in silence, side by side with Jesus. And there, you may lay down your burdens and your fears to the one who returned to the disciples still with scars in his hand and scars in his side, not simply to show them that it is indeed truly him, but for all of us to recognize that Jesus was fully God and fully human, and that in that human life, he experienced the traumas that this life has in store that left him a scarred individual just like all of us. Stripped bare and beaten in the public sphere by the government, encouraged by the people who claimed the teachings of the God that so filled his spirit, betrayed by a friend, crying out for his mother and father. You can walk side by side with Jesus, who knows what it's like to have these burdens and fears, who knows the intimate burdens and fears that weigh on your heavy heart. This is the inner meditation that connects us to God. This connection is vital to our sustained life. We must all be sure that we go and meet the God who created all of us, who loves all of us so dearly. This inner meditation must be us going and meeting God as Jesus resides within us. And we must be sure that we are indeed meeting Jesus there. Because we can't go there and into our inner meditation and meet anything but Jesus, not ourselves, not our political alignment, and not any idol that has been propped up by those around us. So we're going to take a moment and do that right now. I would like to invite you, wherever you are, whatever you may be doing, to take a brief moment with me and close your eyes and take a deep breath. Now I know the streets of your spirit are stirring and it's as loud as ever in there, but hang in here with me. Take a deep breath and another. Feel the breath of God fill the entirety of your lungs and hear these words. God is present with me in the midst of my anxieties. I affirm in my own heart and mind the reality of his presence. He makes immediately available to me the strength of his goodness, the reassurance of his wisdom, and the hardiness of his courage. My anxieties are real. They are the result of a wide variety of experiences, some of which I understand and some of which I do not. One thing I know concerning my anxieties, they are real to me. And sometimes they seem more real than the presence of God. And when this happens, they dominate my mood and possess my thoughts. The presence of God does not always deliver me from anxiety, but it always delivers me from anxieties. Little by little, I am beginning to understand that deliverance from anxiety means fundamental growth in spiritual character and awareness. It becomes a quality of being, emerging from deep within, giving to all the dimensions of experience of life a vast immunity against being anxious. A ground of calm underlies experiences, whatever may be the tempestuous character of events. This calm is the manifestation in life of the active, dynamic presence of God. God is present with me this day. Take another deep breath and another. You may open your eyes again if you haven't already. That meditation is called God is Present, and it was written by Dr. Howard Thurman and was pulled from his book titled Meditations of the Heart. Now, Howard Thurman was a priest, a prophet, and a teacher. Some call him the philosophical backbone of the civil rights movement. Dean of Boston College's chapel, taught and worked closely with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thurman did the homily at King's funeral, was there with him during his time at seminary and every step of the way during the civil rights movement. And the way he talked about being connected with God is enough to change your entire outlook on the lived experience of life. Shortly before Dr. Thurman, we get Dr. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, living his final days in a Gestapo prison cell, wrestling with the question of who am I? As he's tortured by his captors, his dignity and humanity being questioned in his own mind. He writes, "Who am I? They tell me I bore the days of misfortune equally, smiling, proudly, like one accustomed to win." He closes this same poem with the foundational statement that whoever I am, Thou knowest, O God, I am thine. You know, O God, we are yours. These are two very clear-cut examples of individuals with the meditation of their heart so focused on God, both of them walking with Jesus in his Easter trial daily, and that inner meditation of their heart being connected to the vine of the Father, seen in the outer words of their mouth. The meditation of their heart is clearly seen not just in their writings, but in the way they lived their lives, in the way they fought for justice for their neighbors. And let us be clear, this connection does not require us to be a saint or a doctoral theologian or even a professor or anybody. You, yes, even you, can be grounded in the life and love of God. You can find this inner meditation in a plethora of daily devotionals, meditations, or by taking the time with the words of the psalmist or the gospel of Christ himself. You can even speak to God in public if you want. And this inner connection can be called upon at any time precisely because Jesus resides within us. And all of this must boil down to the recognition that no amount of simple desiring will be enough. This is not a sermon on hopeful or wishful thinking. We are dealing with a matter of desire for God and discipleship that overcomes all wishes of the self. It is the action of the one who is so connected to the inner authority of God Almighty, who then loves their neighbor unconditionally. The mere preaching and teaching of loving one's enemies or neighbors, no matter how high or holy, will never be enough to bear the fruit of God in your own life. It takes the lived out inner life that is grounded in the love of God, the inner meditation that is connected to the outer words, the actions you take every day, regardless of your full awareness of it. The way that you carry yourself every single day in every interaction is a direct example of the inner meditation of your heart and your connection to God. The two are intrinsically connected at all times. The former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, states that the action of the individual is not only their action alone, but it is also a distinctive mode in which the infinite causal action of the Creator is operative and knowable. In other words, the decisions and actions that we take every single day are a direct result of the way in which we know our Creator and the relationship that we have with God. The inner always informing the outer. Your true and honest inner connection to God is lived out in your daily life as the efficacy of your prayer is being measured by the degree to which you are willing to become involved in actually working to meet the needs in this world. This is true for the follower of Jesus, the practitioner of Buddhism, the one chasing monetary value. In this way, all of humanity's actions speak to their understanding of who God is. God and God's creation are always and have always been working together. And this is the fruit that is connected to the vine and the Father that created this world, gave his only begotten Son for us, and loves all of us dearly. And it all starts with that inner connection to the vine of God that feeds life into all of creation. And by doing so, we make God the center of our existence and push our own selfish pride to the side, devoting our hearts for the love of God, which will ultimately be expressed in the way in which we love one another. It will be expressed as we break down the sinful social barriers of racism, classism, sexism, any form of elitism, all of which so penetrate our society so deeply that we've become numb to his presence around us. And friends, we must recognize that there are no social barriers in the presence of God. Jesus hung out with the tax collectors and helped the Roman soldiers. He protected the adulterous. He was in the company of the physically disabled and the mentally challenged. There is no one Jesus won't go and meet. In the presence of God, all social categories, stigmas, and divisions, all of it is tossed aside, and all that matters is that individual is known as a child of God. It is once you see all of those around you as a child of God that then you are put in a position to give them the divine dignity that they inherently deserve. Then they may receive the unconditional love of God through your actions. This is the good fruit of being connected to the vine of the Father. Take the time in meditation to connect to that inner life that lives within you, to the infinite God that created all of creation and loves you so dearly, so that the daily actions reflect the connection to God. Set that example for your children, for your peers, and for your family. They'll see it in you, in the way that you act and carry yourself and love them for who they are. And every Sunday, as you hear the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, know that applies to you as well. Know that as we are dismissed to go in peace, to love and serve the Lord, we do so knowing that we have grown closer to the love of God in our connection to the vine of the Father, and that then it is time to go and show the world that same love that has been gifted to all of us. Then, the good fruit of the Lord will grow in our lives and in our homes and in our communities. Amen.